Matchbox 20, a Triple M Jane Day for breakfast. All week this week, Dave, we've been talking about Get Ready Queensland Week. It's now is a time to get your gutters into check, I guess. Make sure that you've got everything in, all your ducks lined up, as they say, for the upcoming storm, cyclone, wet season.
Well, one guy that's always got his ducks in a row, that'd be the Mackay Mayor.
Were you about to say Steve?
No.
It sounded like you were about to say Steve there.
Settle down.
Okay, Greg Williamson.
I don't know. Morning, guys. Ducks in a row.
Right, okay. That's the old saying.
Well, you just got to make sure you can count them and have an evacuation plan for them so they don't get blown away in the cyclone.
Well, usually they're on the inside of the house, aren't they? There's three ducks in a row on the wall.
That's right.
That's very 70s of you, Dave. That's very
70s. Well, we are talking to Greg.
Wow.
Oh, my God. Way too insulting.
Thanks for coming, guys. See
ya. Grew up around the 70s.
Great to see you. It is the time now, though, to get everything in check. We've had some representatives from the SES on the air and talking about insurance and that kind of thing, because our region is prone to getting those cyclones and wet season conditions.
Well, you know, you live in paradise and paradise gets thirsty, and it rains here, and obviously we do get some severe weather. That's what happens in the tropics, and it's no need to get actually upset about it or anxious about it. You just need to get prepared, and that's what this week is all about. And there was a big seminar yesterday with the Bureau of Meteorology. They said someone went to sleep in Mackay. So,
I didn't fall asleep. I enjoyed it. It was just long words and stuff. Yeah, but
they can actually hear it. The snoring.
No, it was very informative, though. It was very informative, in depth, too.
They've actually presented to the local disaster management group in recent weeks. And look, they are expecting a bit more intense than usual summer season this year. And so that means that we just need to be prepared. You need to have an evacuation plan for your family. You need to know where your family's going to be all the time. What are you going to do with your pets? You know, if you need any information, you can go to the our website. And I'm encouraging everybody to jump onto our website and actually opt in to our disaster management system. So it's disaster.mackay.qld.gov.au. That'll take you straight to the site. You can opt in, and therefore you get any messages. Anything that we post up on the site, bang, it comes up as a message to you.
That is an awesome thing the Queensland government have done, the state government have done. The dashboards, the disaster dashboards for Mackay Council, Isaac Council, Whitsunday Council, every council around Queensland have got this now.
Yeah,
and
it really
it's
is
such a really good tool.
It's updated as it happens.
That's
it
right.
Really is a great piece
and
of information.
And it's local, you know. It's not all controlled out of Brisbane. Yeah. It's local. And so that means that we're looking after our own local interests. But really, it's about getting your family prepared. It's about delivering for your family an evacuation plan. And you can find that on our website. You can download the flood mapping plans. You can download the disaster preparedness plans from our website. It's just a checklist, you know. Have you got enough first aid? Have you got enough water? Blah, blah, blah. What are you going to do with the dogs? What are you going to do with Auntie Mabel? And all of those things that you need to think about, because it really gets, when the chips are down, it really gets hard to make decisions when, you know, it's blowing 120 knots outside and it's torrential rain, and what are you going to do? If you have a plan, it's much easier. And that's what we're encouraging people to do in Get Ready Mackay or Get Ready Queensland Week.
Well, the SES was saying that yesterday as well. Michael Young was saying it's great to have a plan, and people have all intentions of doing things around the house, but forget about it because we're so busy. You can't do it in the middle of a cyclone. You can't do it in the middle of a flood, so you have to do it now.
You can't go and remove that piece of corrugated iron in the back that's been flapping for the last 3 years.
It's like our building here at the radio station. Sounds like that. All the details on our website as well, triplem.com.au. Before we let you go, Greg, as well, great chance for people to get out and vaccinate. We saw you on the news the other day about getting some vaccinations in our region up to scratch. I think it's happening at Bunnings this weekend too.
Yeah.
You can go and get a sausage and a jab.
Yeah.
This weekend. So
$2 for both.
No, it's free for the jab. I've got to tell you that. Yeah. Absolutely free for that jab.
It's a really important thing. And thanks for the effort that you guys put in too, because we've done pretty well over the last 7 days. Tremendous. Got to say thanks to Mackay and the region for stepping up. We had the biggest day ever on Saturday, 1,328, I think, vaccinations on Saturday. If we can keep that up, you know, we will be pretty well placed by the time Queensland and Australia opens up, because that's our threat. You know, if we're not at 20% unvaccinated, or better, by the time Queensland and Australia opens up, we're in a world of pain here, because all our emergency management planning is based around, at the base hospital, a 20% unvaccinated rate. the rest of the world, you know, we don't make this stuff up. The rest of the world, you can have a look at England, the United States, any country in Europe, when they open up, the disease comes to the towns. It just does. Yeah. And if you've not got a vaccination rate that you can handle, then you're in trouble. And so we don't want to be there.
No, you can't hide that. You can't fight for that. Thank you, Greg. It's always good to see you, mate. Thanks for joining us.
Good on you guys.
Mayor Greg Williamson. Yeah, and tell us about your ducks when you get home too on the wall. And for our top today, 29, 30 degrees here, Triple M.